Hi, today is February 1st, and welcome to another episode of Things I Care About. And welcome to February. So today, let's talk about Mars. Mars, and specifically the Spirit rover. And also a little bit about its twin, the Opportunity. So, the Spirit and the Opportunity were sent to Mars on 2004, and they were supposed to work for 90 days. That was, if you can do the math, 6 years ago. And guess what? They are still there, and they are still working. How are they still working? Well, it appears that something that was not thought about really helped. That is wind. The time prediction was based on the electricity that the rovers could gather, based on the solar panels that would be covered by dust after a while, and so they would not work anymore. Fortunately, wind clears the panels regularly, so yeah, they are still there and they are still going. The unfortunate news is that Spirit is now stuck. It's not a rover anymore. It got stuck in some soft soil, and then NASA tried to save it from it. They analyzed the situation for a couple of months, much more than that. Since May 2009, I think it's when the Spirit became stuck, and they have been trying to free it since then, and just a week now they finally announced they were going to stop, forget about releasing it, and it's now a stationary platform of research, as they call it. So it's not dead. It just can't move, and that's not a terrible thing. I mean, it was supposed to be dead for 6 years now, so it's the closest thing we have to Wall-E. This is the closest thing we have to Wall-E. They just keep going and going, and the twin machine, the Opportunity, is still roaming Mars and is still driving around and performing science. Amazing science, the best science we get from Mars. And yeah, these are amazing machines. They did things that we have never done. For example, the Spirit took the first picture of Earth from any foreign planet. You can actually find that on the web. I will probably put that one on the blog. It took it took probably by now close to 1 million photographs of Mars, some in color. It analyzed rocks, it shifted rocks, it shows possible evidence of water in Mars. It drove for about 10 kilometers, and the original planet distance was like 1 kilometer. And yeah, it just now it succumbed to a sand trap. Soft soil, it has some of his wheels are stuck and he just can't get out. So now it's, as I said before, stationary. So NASA is now preoccupied in positioning it in a degree that the solar panels are aimed the correct way, because it needs more energy than that is now receiving to be able to survive the brutal Mars winter. So they have now that's the priority, and they're probably gonna use the wheels in combination with the arms of it to try to lean it in the right direction, so they can expose the maximum of the solar panels to the sun, and hope that works. And if it does, then even in the stationary position, it can continue to analyze the ground around it and the rock around it, and it will be very useful. And still, Opportunity, its twin, will continue its rover mission and drive around a foreign planet. That is something that we have never done before. So these tiny little things are just amazing. It's especially amazing how something that was supposed to work for 90 days is still there, is still sending us data, and yeah, I hope one day we will get the persons, people, real people will get to Mars, and we get to find the spirit and find the opportunity and give them the honors they deserve, because they are really amazing machines. So, another thing, the Australian Open is finally done, so I can start sleeping at decent hours again. I watched both finals. First final, the girls won. It was really, really good. I'm not so much a fan of WTA. Games really usually are boring and bad, and people start crying in the middle of the games. Not that the boys didn't cry, they cried, but only in the end. Yeah, so usually games are not that good, but this one, it was really, really good. Justine played, well, she played what she could, given that she's been off the circuit for so long, and she just came back, and she played very well and put up a fight, and it was a good game. Serena won another one. I don't even know how many she's got now, but she played a great game with an amazing serve and nothing to do. She is just superior to everyone else now. In the guys, the final was between Andy Murray and Roger Federer, and again, Federer just completely, well, he murdered the guy. That's just not, when Federer plays like that, there's just nothing you can do about it. Nothing. He won 3-0. And Andy Murray just, well, he put up a fight just in the last set. I think it was out of honor. The guy just wanted to keep his honor untouched. And yeah, it was really, and it was really hard for him in the, I'm not such a fan of Andy Murray, but I was really sorry for him. I saw him say after the game on the on-court interview, he was starting to cry, and he said, and I quote, "I can cry like Roger, it's just a shame I can't play like him." And that Well, you can see that was felt. He really felt what he was saying, and that was hard. Poor guy. And it's true. He cannot play like Roger, and I don't think he will ever be able to. He actually has a pretty... His tennis is really nice, and it's one of the best to watch, but it's not Federer. Federer is just perfection. His tennis is perfect, and he's so calm, and it's like everything he does is just natural. All the shots are, for him, it's like drinking water. And it must annoy the adversaries to hell. But yeah, so another one to Federer. How many is that? Who the hell cares anymore? You can't beat him when he's playing like that, and especially now that Nadal is fighting all those injuries, and that seemed to help Federer get up there again. And so, yep. Let's wait for next big tournament, and then the next Grand Slam. But it's complicated. It's very complicated, especially for Nadal. Is the guy's style of play is just murderous to his own body. It just takes too much out of him, and he's starting to feel the repercussions right now. He's hurt, and hurt everywhere. It's feet, it's the knees, it's the back, everything. Now everything hurts, so it will be hard for him to be able to get over that and play at his best again, and especially beat Roger. So that's all. If you want to see some of the pictures and some of the links of the Spirit Mars, previously Mars Rover, now a stationary research platform, go to the blog. That is Things I Care About. It's tikapod.site.vu. It's how do I spell it? Tika. TICAPOD.site.vu. Yeah, spelling is not my forte. And that's all for today. Come back tomorrow for hopefully another episode. For tomorrow, probably about cinema, about the last movies I saw. So that is all for today, and hope you have a good one. Good February, everyone.